Hello? Okay, I was gonna say, I don't hear you. Seem to be running a little late this morning. Oh, am I on? All right, thanks, Ken. Good morning, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Phil Pozderek. It's Saturday morning, January 10th, and we're in the 10 a.m. to 12 noon time slot. It's a beautiful, frigid Saturday morning, and we're broadcasting live here out of Dallas, Texas. I'd like to thank Darren Weeks and Govern America, the preceding show, and all the great information that he brings to us. Today he was talking with some people who were actually on the Northwest flight where the purported bomber was trying to blow up the airplane, supposedly. And, of course, I have my doubts about this. You know, I've got to believe that this may be a false flag operation. And of course, the purpose is to get more security out there, you know, to get these body scanners in so that the police state can, you know, really be completed. You know, it's a shame what's happening to our country. Call it a republic, call it a democracy. Today's show, we want to talk about... actually, you know, I am a birther, and I wanted to talk a little bit about Barack Obama's eligibility. And, of course, all the lawsuits that have so far been proposed have been thrown out because everybody lacks standing. But now I've been informed this past week, that the Chrysler dealerships have, you know, some of them been closed down by the government. The government came in. They took TARP money, which was money that was designated to go to the banks. They gave this to the car manufacturers. And then they came in and they closed some of the dealerships. And so these dealerships definitely have standing because they've been injured. I mean, their business, millions of dollars of businesses have been taken away from individuals by the government. And so they're going to call into question, you know, Leo D'Onofrio, the lawyer's back again. They're going to call into question, you know, is Barack Obama eligible to be the president of the United States? And so one of my questions is, will we see the birth certificate? And we'll talk more about that when we get back from the break. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
You want to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones. With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product. Not available in Iowa?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional, and we're talking about the lawsuit that's coming up from the Chrysler dealers who are suing the government because, of course, you know, they've been put out of business. And just to give you a little background on the case, two lawyers have joined forces to assemble a case challenging in U.S. bankruptcy court the federal government's use of Troubled Assets Relief Program, TARP, the TARP bailout funds, to bail out Chrysler. And in doing so, they may have created a scenario that will finally bring to a head the issue of Barack Obama's eligibility to be president. And I'll pose the question again. Will we see the birth certificate? The attorneys are Leo D'Onofrio, who has launched cases directly challenging Obama's eligibility, and Steve Pidgeon, who's also worked on the issue. Their new case questions the authority by which the federal government and the administration officials intervened in the auto industry, specifically allocating some $8 billion plus dollars to Chrysler, which later was forgiven. Imagine that. Pidgeon told WorldNet Daily the clients of the case are former Chrysler dealers who've lost their businesses as part of the restructuring of the automobile company. They have been damaged with the loss of their businesses, and the case alleges the Obama administration's, through its use of the TARP money, influenced Chrysler's outcome. There you have it. D'Onofrio told WorldNet Daily the core issue is the disbursement of TARP funds to the automaker that were intended to help banks and financial institutions. The previous Treasury Secretary had indicated such expenditures were not appropriate, and in fact, a congressional effort to authorize the expenditures failed, he said. So they gave away money without congressional approval. So, along with the bankruptcy court challenge, a quo warranto case is being filed in Washington, D.C., demanding to know by what authority administration officials set up the financial arrangements with Chrysler and handed out taxpayer money. But, as part of the demand for information about the authority used, D'Onofrio confirmed there will be question about Obama's eligibility to be the president. And D'Onofrio contends that since, by Obama's own admission, his father never was a U.S. citizen, Obama was born a dual citizen. And the framers of the Constitution, he argues, did not consider a dual citizen to be a natural-born citizen as required for the presidency. So, will we see the rule of law restored in this country? Will Obama have to provide the birth certificate? Is Barack Obama an illegal alien? Is his name even Barack Obama? When did he change it back from Barry Sertoro? You know, he was adopted in Indonesia. I mean, who is this guy? Didn't he promise all the automakers, all the workers in Detroit when he visited there that he would get us out of NAFTA? Yes, of course he did. Of course, then his administration called the Canadians and said, don't worry, it's just campaign rhetoric. Didn't he promise to bring the troops home? I believe he did. Has he done that? Nope. Didn't this guy promise to end wiretapping? Didn't he promise to repeal the Patriot Act? You know, didn't he promise to end, what are they called? Signing, you know, where he takes the bills and signing statements. Yeah, didn't he promise to end signing statements? Nope, he's kept doing everything that he said he would end. He has kept going. In fact, you know, he's you know, boosted it up. You know, even last week, Kay Bailout Hutchinson declared that the health care bill was unconstitutional. And, you know, we have an unconstitutional president who's a foreigner, who has foreign allegiances, who's a communist. And, you know, what are we going to do with this guy? I'm going to be happy to take calls after the break, and we're going to ask the question, do the Chrysler dealers have standing? Of course they do. Will we see the president's birth certificate? You know, can the administration prove that they had any reason to go ahead and give TARP money, again, money that was earmarked for the financial institutions of the country? And interesting about this, you know, the original intent of this TARP money was not so much because the banks thought that, you know, they would need to recapitalize themselves from the losses. This money was specifically to fight lawsuits because they thought that these collateralized debt obligations, which are clearly fraudulent, you know, AAA-rated bonds that they sold around the world that caused the collapse in the first place, the $20 trillion worth that were manufactured through these socialist programs that started back under the Carter administration and then were reinforced under Alan Greenspan and Bill Clinton, that created the huge housing bubble, you know, with all these no-doc loans. And here we are. Sitting here asking ourselves, you know, what's going to happen? You know, where's the dollar going? You know, are they going to pull the plug on the dollar? Is everybody going to jump out of the dollar at the same time and cause the dollar to crash? And I got this article last week, you know, another great, great question for us. Will the U.S. economy devolve into anarchy? And Barton Biggs, you know, big prognosticator out there in the stock market, says there's a 1 in 10 chance of anarchy in the United States. And, of course, he's got a best-selling book out there, Wealth, War, and Wisdom. He's a former Morgan Stanley research analyst. And, you know, there's other people out there that agree. Mark Faber, you know, recommends people go out and buy a farm. You know, if you look at World War II, it sure would have been helpful if you had a place to grow your own food and, you know, slaughter your own animals for food. Will there be civil unrest in the United States? And we've got lists and lists of people that, you know, say there's a chance. U.S. Army War College, Director of National Intelligence, Dennis Blair, former security director Zbigniew Brzezinski warned, there's going to be growing conflict between the classes, and if people are unemployed and really hurting, hell, there could even be riots. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff warns the financial crisis is the highest national security concern for the United States. The head of the World Trade Organization says a crash-induced unrest could happen. Head of the International Monetary Fund, head of the World Bank, Chris Dodd, Ron Paul, Britain's MI5 security agency, leading economic historian Niall Ferguson, leading economist Mark Faber, and billionaire investor Jim Rogers, Nouriel Roubini, of course, you know, he's all doom and gloom, leading economist John Williams, trend researcher Gerald Celente, and the European think tank Leap 2020. You know, all these people warn that there's a 1 in 10 chance of anarchy. Give us a call. Tell us what you think. Is there going to be a total financial collapse? When's it coming? What's going to cause it? in my mind, what's going to cause it is that everybody's going to dump the dollar and go to these special drawing rights as soon as the deal is cut. And that's what they're working on now at the G20. You know, it's a new Bretton Woods agreement. It's a new reserve currency of the world agreement whereby all the holders of all this American debt can dump out of their debt. The Chinese, the Japanese, the Europeans, the Saudis can dump their, you know, trillions of dollars of American debt and exchange them for these special drawing rights without losing any money. Meanwhile, it's going to crater the economy here in the United States, going to destroy jobs. I mean, there's so many questions. We heard a couple of weeks ago that bankers are afraid that the Fed is going to pull in $1.5 trillion this year. They're going to contract the money supply. Of course, this is good for inflation, but it's bad for business. You know, it shrinks the amount of available, funds out there for, you know, hiring people, paying people, operating your business, you know, which, of course, all runs now on the big debt machine, you know, because everything is debt, because there really is no current, there is no money anymore. There's nothing of any value out there in the system. And, you know, that's where we're at. Caller George in Texas. George, are you here with me?
Yes, good morning.
Morning, George. What's going on?
Love that Eagles Cowboys game last week.
That was a beauty.
Well, both Texas teams won. The Texans beat the Patriots and the Cowboys beat the Eagles.
Understood.
What's symbolic?
Our boys down at UT didn't have such good luck. Colt McCoy injured early in the game against Alabama.
Mm.
So all the Texas teams didn't win this week, unfortunately.
Well, I'm speaking NFL. But anyway,
understood.
But yeah, like the Chrysler deals, yes, they do have standing because it just looks like this whole Chrysler GM bailout. It just looks like a political oligarchy because you're noticing like the dealers, some of the dealers are shut down. They did not give money to the Democratic Party compared to the Republican donors, whatever, or didn't donate at all.
Well, and I agree with you. You know, there's a lot of trade-off going back and forth between these big companies and the government. You know, these lobbyists, they move back and forth in and out of government like you and I change our shirt in the morning.
Yeah.
And it's terrible to see, but it appears to me that this is just a big ripoff. You know, they give them $8 billion. The heads of the companies, you know, they give themselves a big bonus for saving the company, taking the government's money. Then the government, you know, just goes and says, you know, we'll just forgive that $8 billion. We've got to go back to break. We're talking to George in Texas, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293. And be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
And we're speaking with George in Texas. George, I'm going to ask the question again. Do you think we'll ever see Barack Obama's birth certificate?
I don't know. Hard to say because there's a lot of intimidation, coercion going on. It's hard to say, but this is where my problem comes in. He's losing credibility fast, dropping like a stone.
Well, it's clear he works for the Council on Foreign Relations and the Federal Reserve Bank. I mean, they hired a guy. And, you know, his job is to make you see brand Obama and everything that he says he represents while, you know, he just continues right down the, you know, the same road that we've been on. And this is to, you know, this tyrannical, totalitarian, Anglo-American one-world government. You know, it's being instituted before our eyes. You know, I don't know if you're aware of this, but there was an article in the Sunday Standard, and this is a publication of Kenya, the city in Kenya, where they claim that Barack Obama was born. And this was a 2004 article, and it said Kenyan-born, the article was titled Kenyan-born Barack Obama all set for the Senate. And so, you know, this is an Associated Press, you know, publication. So, you know, only 5 years ago, Barack Obama was openly Kenyan-born. We know pretty much indisputably that he was adopted by an Indonesian, and his name was changed to Barry Saratoro when he was four. And, you know, I haven't seen any evidence that he's changed his name back to Barack Hussein Obama. You know, it's my personal contention the guy probably has never gone through the process to even become legal American citizen again. I think he's an illegal alien, to be honest with you. And, I'd like to see a long, you know, form birth certificate that shows that he was born in Hawaii, because I'm convinced he was born in Kenya.
Well, you know, the thing is, I talk to people in Russia and the former Warsaw Pact countries. They know he's not a natural-born citizen. They keep asking him, when are you going to oust this bum out? Because, really, the Russian people, the people in the Eastern Bloc, they got a very, very big interest in the United States because they don't want to see this country fall. They know if this country falls, their country falls. It's going to be a ripple effect. And the thing is, with this birth certificate, when it comes to health care, cap and trade, if you don't show that birth certificate, there's going to be a bunch of legal challenges from the states and from individuals and from local governments on the legitimacy of these laws.
Well, you know, it's my personal opinion that these laws are unconstitutional. The General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs, you know, gives up our sovereignty to an international you know, organization of unelected officials. And, you know, we're right back where we started when, you know, when the revolution happened. And that is, you know, taxation without representation.
We got taxation without hesitation today.
I like it. I like it. I heard a neat song the other day, and it's called Government Can. You know, they said, who can tax a sunrise? Who can tax a tree? The government can. Oh, I got a kick out of it. George, thanks for your comments today. We're going to talk to, move on here, talk to Randy in Texas. Randy, are you out there?
Hello?
Hi, Randy.
Hi, Bill. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. What's going on this morning?
You got a great show. I listen to you every week.
Well, I appreciate it.
Listen, I have came up with something here that I've been trying to put together for a long time, and have finally kind of got it rounded out where you can really reach out and grab somebody and make them listen to you pretty quick. Okay, there's one controlling. Let me run through a little list here. I got there's one controlling element that if you want to control the government. Have his president murdered, have his brother murdered, have his son murdered, have a 911 happen, have a train explosion in Spain happen, have an underground London railway bombing, have wars anywhere in the world that you want to have them. You want to poison people's water, air, and their food. Then there's one controlling mechanism that takes care of all of that. You control their money supply, a la the rock and roll boys, Rothschild, Rockefeller. Welcome to Zionism at its best.
I couldn't agree with you more. You know, the corporations, especially, you know, the corporate banking cartel, you know, this fascist banking cartel that our government has set up.
It's not fascist, Bill.
This control bank is, you know, it's a criminal enterprise.
It's not fascist. It's not communist. It's Zionist. That's where it's at. They control the world's governments, money supplies. They control it all. Anything they want to happen, anybody they want dead, if they want Martin Luther King dead to agitate the black and whites, if they want the 9-1-1 to happen, to strike fear into the American public, it'll happen. It will happen. They control it all.
I couldn't agree with you more. They control it all. They own it all through toxic currency.
Absolutely.
We've got to go to break here, Randy. We'll be back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top-quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Hey, every day is the weekend. I stay up, so I sleep in.
We're back on Positively Unconstitutional, and we're talking about how unconstitutional the banks are with Randy in Texas, and how this Zionist cartel that counterfeits our money. I heard Ron Paul last week on television say that, you know, they asked him about Ben Bernanke being Time Man of the Year, and he said, yeah, but he should be, I guess, something, but not for the reasons you think, because he's the greatest counterfeiter of all time. What do you think, Randy? Randy's gone. All right. Is Rio in Massachusetts out there?
Yeah, hi. I think you cut him up. Yeah, I kind of want to go on a different tack. See, I think what we really need is some kind of simplistically, you know, keep it simple, stupid kind of economic manifesto for each of us to utilize in our own economic demographic to tear down the monster. And I think that, you know, the people with enough money to shift their assets, a.k.a. Solari-type people, you know, should have one set of things. And, you know, those of us who are on the bottom and just barely getting by should have another set of directives. And we can work together. And I was thinking of, you know, getting Solari, Salenti, and Chapman, and Kaiser, and I'm trying to think who else, and get together and have them make a genuine manifesto that patriots can sort of follow, you know, like simple 10 different things to do in your own economic demographic. What do you think about that?
That's really interesting. And, you know, I've been trying to find solutions, you know, how the average guy can fight back against this. And, of course, you know, what you know, going down that path has led me to is the fact that, you know, everything is tainted by this toxic currency. And so it's really hard to escape from the stranglehold that they have on you when they have you surrounded with the actual money that you use for your transactions. And so, you know, my thought, I ran across a site and I don't know anything about it, but, you know, my initial, the name of it just led me to believe that it was something to investigate, and it's called Starve the Monkey. And
is that a URL?
You can go out there and search Google. It's somebody with a plan of how to starve the monkey, and he's talking about you know, government and how to starve the government. And, you know, the only way to fight back against these people, it's all they know, is money. That's all they know is how to take your money. And well, so if you figure out how to keep your money away from them, you know, this starves them.
On another level, I think we're going to have to, at some point, logically have a well-backed fiat currency, because, I mean, trading in silver, well, it sounds great for us, and I'm probably going to end up doing it. I don't know. It's nice to have a piece of paper that is compact and represents something, so that I don't think we're going to get rid of fiat currency, but we somehow need to understand that it needs to be under very, very strict controls, and that's something that I think the average person doesn't understand. And but back to my original point, now you have a certain amount of gravitas. Could you contact these people and with your background kind of like push it on them and get them all together on the same page so that we can have some basic methodology? But I want it endorsed by all of these people to stand behind it and join together as a coalition. I mean, I've seen the left coalitions work and kind of really kind of destroy the system in certain ways. So, I mean, I think that if we can, you know, coalesce these ideas into a simple, and keep it as simple as possible so that a person can say, okay, I'm not going to go out and buy Chinese goods, you know, or something like that, or you know, have us go out and, you know, I was thinking of protesting unemployment by going to the mall and saying, in a jeering manner, and say, oh, please buy more Chinese goods. Help send our jobs over there. You know, something. You know, I mean, see, if you take the opposite tack, sometimes it's more devastating. I mean, humor is what's left out of the equation, and people don't realize what a spear humor is. Humor can stab so beautifully, and people don't see it.
You know, I've always admired Will Rogers. He said that he didn't write humor. He just watched Congress and reported what they did.
Yeah, we have the you best know. Congress money can buy.
Yeah,
that's Will Rogers.
I mean, there's 100 of them, and you look at all the things going on now. I mean, I even heard Kay Bailout Hutchison say that the health care reform package was unconstitutional. I mean, where was she when she was signing the bailout? What could be more unconstitutional than to take one person's losses and give them to somebody else? You know, what could be more unconstitutional and more tyrannical than having the government and the banking cartel spend all your money, not only your money, but your children's money and their children who aren't even, you know, born yet's money?
Mortgage,
you know, we have a massive black hole of debt out there and derivatives that people have no clue. It's gigantic. It's 6 times as big as the total cost of World War II. That's how big the hole is.
Huh.
It can't be filled.
I basically think we need to get to a basic, I get this bumper sticker mentality, and I think the word for our whole year today is dismember in November. I think that's the way, you know, actually I've got a couple more lines to it. It's the time is now to clean House and Senate, dismember in November, and get them all out. I mean, if we go for 99% of the jerks, and if we can get 50% of the jerks out, that will send a message to them, we got to stop paying attention to people who are actually, you know, voting us out. And the only way we can do this is by consciously going after the media when we know that it's 70% against the current guy, and they try to say, oh, it's only 55-45, it's really close. See, that's how they play the game. They pretend that it's close, and then when the wrong guy gets it, they say, oh, well, it was close, and it swung a little way, you know. And this is why we have to have an overwhelming polling against these people.
To vote the bums out. You know, this is something, and a friend of mine likes to talk about it all the time, you know, the Bastille in France. You know, the French really know how to manage their government. And every time that they have a problem with the government, they all go to the Bastille, and they threaten to dismantle it and take it home one brick at a time. you know, and this is their heritage, and the government understands that this has happened before, and they always hold this over the government. They have nationwide strikes over there, and they manage their government.
This is obviously stemming from the French Revolution, right?
Yes, and I don't know the whole story of the Bastille, but it's my understanding that, you know.
Well, the French Revolution was a little bit of a con job, because the king was set up by a bunch of mercantilists. So, you know, see, the thing is this, that the...
It harkens back to a Rothschild bank.
Yep. Yeah, it's incredible when you start getting there and going into the history. Now the Rothschilds don't really control anything. They just kind of manipulate the other bankers into... And this whole thing of we've got to stop the special drawing rights. That's got to go.
If all the countries, you know, dump our AAA rated T-bills and T-bonds into, you know, some black hole world bank, it will significantly affect this country, and you will see untold pain and agony in the streets. I mean, it's going to be ugly.
So, I mean, could you make your voice heard with these influential people I mentioned? And try and get them to, because I think they'll listen to you a little bit more than they'll listen to me.
Well, you know, I'll do what I can, but I like your idea. You know, Ron Paul and the Campaign for Liberty has started this as a grassroots movement. You know, he's written a manifesto, and, you know, basically we have to inform ourselves, we have to educate ourselves, and we have to put pressure, meaningful pressure, on our elected officials before it's too late. You know, we have to nullify these laws coming out of the federal government. I mean, this whole federal takeover of the country is just incredible. It's like a hostile corporate takeover, and absolutely incredible. That's really what's going on right now, if you really kind of understand what they've done, the plundering of the treasury, all the monies that they've lent out. You know, everybody is just all leveraged up. You know, we've done some deleveraging over the past year, but not nearly enough. There's still a ton of deleveraging to go. And I've heard rumors that, you know, the Fed is going to contract the money supply this year. And if they do that, that's going to cause more bankruptcies and more job losses. And you're going to see, you know, 20 to 25%, you know, stated unemployment. You know, that's going to be their number. It's going to be 50% unemployment.
Well, then we have to have some kind of a graphic method of maybe people in every town, even if their own local bank isn't doing it, standing out in front of the bank and handing out to people to make people understand what the banks per se are doing it. And if we can do this on a grassroots level nationwide, there's no way they're going to stomp us, because I could see the videotapes running and the guys handing out, explaining how we're getting screwed by the big bankers and having policemen come up and try to disrupt it. And that doesn't go very well on YouTube for the system. So, you know, there are ways we can get back at them. We're just not utilizing the full amount
well,
of things.
And you're absolutely right. The real problem is we have no leaders. We have no...
Well, that's not true. We have,
We're divided. We're divided by the powers that be. They want us to focus on, you know, this guy lighting himself on fire with his bomb on the plane, and Tiger Woods, you know...
Well, that's the media. That's the major media. But we have a large alternative streets. Media who are active. So don't be so disgruntled. I mean, there are positive things happening. I mean, look at Dopenhagen. You know, I mean, they get their rear end handed to them there.
Well, and I was so happy to see that. That was a major concern to me, that this climate debt treaty would be signed and that the sovereignty of the United States would be completely gone and we wouldn't have any more time to really fight against the tyranny that's trying to be pushed on us.
Well, you know, it's been a long time coming, and this is the year they're trying to push everything through. So notice the continuum of events. First, they're ramming this flu thing. Oh, that's not going to work. People aren't going to take this. Well, let's try and get them with the cap and trade. Oh, they don't like that either. Oh, well, I guess we'll have to start a war in Yemen. You know, it's one thing after another. They just keep
pushing the buttons.
Yep, they just keep chipping away and chipping away and chipping away at the sovereignty of our country, at the financial stability of the country, at the moral fiber of the country, at gun rights in the country, and they're attacking on all fronts. They're attacking state sovereignty, and just on and on and on and on.
Well, my page on Facebook is SHAREN, two names. And I have a thing in the little corner in the box here for information, or just above the information box, and it says at the very bottom, slaves can't own guns. Yeah.
No, I like to say that subjects don't own guns, citizens own guns.
Well, I'd rather just say slaves, because I think that puts it in perspective more than subjects versus citizens. I think, you know, the rights of a slave are none. And so we need to leave it in that context, I think.
Well, you can read the book, They Own It All, Including You, by Means of Toxic Currency, and find out that we're all slaves. We're all chattel. We're all owned by this, illegal, call it Zionist, fascist, whatever word you want to choose, cartel that counterfeits our money, that's been pillaging, the treasury for the last year and a half now, just absolutely giving money away as fast as can be to their elitist friends, $500 billion to foreign banks. Just incredible. Just a sheer number of dollars that they've been able to steal and loan out. And, again, they're just raping and pillaging the system. I don't know what else to say about it. It's just, the rule of law in this country has absolutely gone away. And, this whole Barack Obama birth certificate thing is just, it illustrates, there's no accountability by the courts anymore.
Well, the courts, if you really want to get down to it, don't they, when you become an attorney, don't you get behind the British Accountant Registry or something, Attorney Registry, BAR? I mean, you swear allegiance to the Queen, basically.
Well, and you're given a title of nobility, Esquire. And
right,
of course,
right, exactly.
Every Democratic elected official in Washington is an attorney. And of course, the founding fathers, they passed the 13th Amendment back in 1811. They had it almost passed. This precipitated the War of 1812 with the British.
When nobody
said,
knows that.
No titles of nobility and no honors for elected officials. And of course, this was ratified in 1819 by the 12th of the 18 states, Virginia, and was included in everyone's constitution right up until after the Civil War in the 1870s. And then suddenly this magically disappeared and was replaced by the current 13th Amendment. And people have no idea about this.
Why don't we do a revision and have the real 13th Amendment in there and pass out the Constitution with the real 13th Amendment in there, and so that people will understand what happened in 1812 and why 18. I mean, the public, there's a major disconnect between what many of us in the Patriot Movement know and what the average person knows. And our job, it's like, see, you guys sing to the choir, and, we kind of get it, but the choir doesn't know how to sing to the people for the most part. And that's where we're having the information disconnect going on.
Absolutely, and I think the major reason for this is that people don't read, and legal reading is particularly boring. This was always my thinking. Politics was boring and something that I didn't want to be involved in. And
well, YouTube
the more I read these court cases, the more amazed I am. They're tremendously great reading these different cases. It's incredible.
Well, YouTube and Vimeo and other alternative video methods can fill in for those people that don't want to sit and read.
Well, it takes a lot more information to get. It takes a lot more time to get information through a video than it does by reading something. We've got to go to break here. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Phil Pozderek, and I've taken up the birther cause because finally we have somebody out there who has standing. All the Chrysler dealers who lost their dealerships because of government intervention in Chrysler have standing, and perhaps it'll get into the Supreme Court, and we'll actually get to see the long-form birth certificate of Barack Obama, and I have a feeling that it won't show that he was born in Hawaii. Rio, are you still with me out there? No, I think Rio is gone. And we got Dan in Illinois. Dan, how are you today? Dan gone too. Okay. Well, we've been talking about Barack Obama. Tex-Mex. All right. Let's talk to Tex-Mex. Tex-Mex in Texas.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you today?
Just fine. Hey, I liked your last caller's idea about starting a get rid of at least 50% of the Congress, and I kind of had the same idea. I think if grassroots movement with start with something simple like T-shirts. I heard a great saying, you know, print on the front side, say re-elect no one, and then on the back side, kick the bums out. I mean, and people start asking some questions about what you got there, and, you know, I think you get enough people knowing what asking, you know, and tell them, you know, hey, just elect anybody, you know, just get whoever, you know, get out any incumbent, you know. I mean, it would be nice if we could get a third party in there, but most people don't know, you know, who they're even their own Congress people are. So, but if you can get them to go in there and vote for just anybody else, they just might do it.
We need to start right here in Texas, and we've got a constitutionalist, a libertarian, Deborah Medina, running for governor. We need to get rid of Rick Perry. You know, we need to get Kay Bailout Hutchison out of there.
Yeah, she had an interesting ad on the political ad. She said she'd get rid of the toll booths and what is it, that main road, the corridor?
The North Texas Tollway.
Yeah, she's advertising. She's against it, and she'll stop it, which I can't believe that.
Well, let me tell you something now. You know, the Supreme Court has decided in, you know, hundreds of cases that it is, in fact, a right for the Americans to travel on the highways unencumbered. Now, the reason this is substantial is this is a basic and fundamental right, and people have been told their entire life since they were 16 in high school that it's a privilege to drive a car.
Right, I remember that.
And actually driving a car, an automobile, a personal conveyance on the highway is a God-given right. And this is true because a basic freedom that every person has is the freedom of locomotion. That's to get up and go where he wants to go, when he wants to go. And now, the highways and your car is an extension of this. And if you have to buy a registration, that is effectively asking permission to go somewhere. So can the government come in and say, hey, you got to call me and ask me before you can go outside your house and walk to the neighbors and ask him to borrow a cup of sugar? You got to ask permission for that.
Oh, yeah.
And effectively, that's what's happening with a registration. Not only that, but that registration imposes a condition of involuntary servitude on each and every person who pays for it because you get nothing of value. And when you agree to this contract, you get rid of your right, it's replaced with a privilege, and now you're required to work for the state. So I bought a personal car from another person. Now I got to go report that to the state at my time, my effort, and the state's not going to pay me anything. And this is a requirement. That's slavery, working for the state for free.
Yeah, and you pay them.
We got to go to break here. It's the end of the first hour. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. We'll be back with Tex-Mex and David in just 3 minutes and 3 seconds.
Introducing the new...